The global community is today observing International Day of the Girl Child. The day is to recognize the rights of the girl child and challenges they face around the world. This year's observation is the third since the UN General Assembly declared October 11 each year as a day for the girl child. One of the major challenges the girl child in Africa, especially Ghana, faces is sexual abuse and defilement. Rita Mpabin takes a look at how the girl child in Ghana is protected from such abuses.
The first time the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution to declare 11th October International Day of the Girl Child was in 2011. Subsequently, the day has been observed annually to draw attention to the girl child, her growth stages, and social challenges that confront her. According to the UN, fulfillment of girls' right to education is a first obligation, with the belief that when the girl child is educated, a whole nation will be at an advantage. This year's observation seeks to address the importance of new technology that will engage young girls to contribute to socio-economic development. Education has been highlighted in the life of the girl child as very important. But how many girls have equal opportunities to be educated? A visit to a lorry station in Accra gave the impression that girls undertake hawking businesses to assist their parents to be educated. I caught up with an ice water seller who had completed JHS and a Burkina seller still in school.
I have completed junior high school. I had grade 8. Do the guys here worry you while selling your water? Yes, they propose love to I sell Burkina. It's one city. I come from Nima. I attend primary school at Kotobagi. I sell to assist my mother.
One of the numerous challenges that confront the girl child in Ghana is sexual abuse, precisely defilement. A close source at the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Police Service disclosed that last year alone, the number of girls defiled stood at 1,111. Describing it as worrying, Greater Accra recorded 354 cases of defilement, which involved girls as low as 6 months. The Central Region recorded 172, Ashanti 158, Eastern 68, and Bunahafu Region 25. I sought to find out from the Deputy Director, Public Affairs of the Police Service, DSP Fremantete, the police stance on defiling of the girl child.
Defilement is having sex with a child below is 16, with or without her consent. In this case, consent is void. And with defilement, the least degree of penetration, you will be in for defilement. And then the try for defilement is most often samurai try. It does not take long. It's a quick one. And it is easy to prove defilement than rape. Children below is 16 don't have the capacity to offer sex, or the excuses are just too much.
But is the girl child in Ghana well protected?
I must be very honest with you. The girl child in this country is not well protected because of the kind of family system that we have and the educational system. They are more vulnerable than any person you can think of, because people are actually taking advantage of the girl child. And what is also striking is that at the end of the day, when you look at the statistics, you establish the relationship, you realize that it is close relatives who are defiling the children. The fathers are defiling or having an incestuous relationship with their daughters, grandfathers, as well as the siblings are also doing that to their junior sisters, and the friends of the family, uncles, all of them.
DSP Fremantete said a challenge to the service has been the trend where perpetrators of sexual abuse are most often not brought before the law because of family and religious interventions to settle cases out of court.
When we start destroying them at a very young age, health-wise, it will affect them. Some of these girls are dying through premature sex. Most often you find information on cases of abuse not forthcoming. And beside that, people try to shield the perpetrators as well as isolate the victim, and then also trying to resolve cases outside the justice system. You find traditional leaders, you find religious leaders, you find family heads trying to connive and also compromise with these cases.
He again gave his impression on the UN Day for the Girl Child.
This day should be a special day. It should be a reflective day for all of us. It should strengthen and embolden us to put the necessary structures in place and also to make the effort to ensure that the girl child is protected.
On this day, the UN is challenging all UN agencies, civil society organizations, the media and the private sector to fight for the common good of the girl child. Vulnerable girls out there should also be given the necessary protection from abuses that impact negatively on the moral, psychological and physical development of the girl child. Rita Ampabing Tete, reporting for Radio Ghana.